Today's daf is sponsored Chus for Refuah Shleima for Chaim ben Rachel, which have a complete total Refuah Shleima. So we're in the middle of discussing, we're on Yud Beis, but I'm just going to just cause us a little bit. We're discussing the different shitos that were brought down as to what the reason was for Beis Shammai, who said that Kiddushin has to be done with, if you're doing Kiddushin with Kesef, or Shavu Kesef, the minimum value of what's transferred has to be a dinar. So Reish Lakish had said that the reason for Beis Shammai was like Chizkiyah, because Chizkiyah learned it out from the Amma Avriya, that where his limud was, that Amma Avriya has to be done with a dinar, because you have the concept of the concept of hefta. She can, you know, defease her obligation. She can pay it back over time. And then he learned out from Amma Avriya to Kedusha Isha, right? So the Gemara then says, I think if I'm correct, what we're up to is the four lines in the bottom on Yud Beis on Yud Beis.
Okay.
The four lines from the top on Yud Beis. Right, Kedusha Isha, the Beis Shammai Nafkaluhu Ba'Amma Avriya. So we learned this whole thing that the Amma Avriya can only be bought with a dinar, because otherwise she can't have the concept of a hefta. She doesn't have the concept of being able to pay back. You know, she works for 3 years and then pays back the remaining 3 years. If it's less than a dinar, then there's no residual left over. And then Beis Shammai learns Kedusha Isha the Beis Shammai Nafkaluhu Ba'Amma Avriya. Ma Amma Avriya Beprutin Lo Machne, just Amma Avriya cannot be bought with a pruta, af isha pruta lo mekacha. So a woman also needs to be more than a pruta. So Gemara says right away, okay, so it needs more than a pruta. Why are you jumping from pruta to dinar? There are values in between pruta and dinar. So the Gemara says, ve'ema palga the dinar. So say half a dinar. Why do you have to go all the way to the dollar? Go to half a dollar. Ve'ema shtei prutos. Maybe say two dimes, whatever. Say a All you proved is that you need a value more than a pruta. You haven't proven that you need all the way up to a dinar. So the Gemara says, Kevin the afkitemi pruta okma dinar. No, because you're right, there's other things you can cut. In those days, you can cut the coin in half, but it's not a full value currency. It's not an actual coinage. It went from a pruta to the dinar. The next level after pruta is dinar. Right? Rashi says, look at Rashi on the third short line, Keva the afkitemi pruta ama chashivusa boy. You need something chashiv. You got to go all the way up to a dinar, which is chashev. Okay.
But if you have 100 prutos, wouldn't that be a dinar?
That's a value. It's just that you can't use a value. 100 prutos is whatever it equals a dinar. Equals a dinar. Doesn't matter how you have it. You have to have the value. Then it would probably be shavu kesef. So if you have a ring that's worth a dinar, it's also good. So if you have coins, if you have coins that's worth a, but then you're not going to be mekadosh with a pruta. You're being mekadosh with 100 prutos. You're being mekadosh with the value of a dinar. The Rava Amar Hainu Tavid Beis Shammai. Rava gives the last reason is what the reason is for Beis Shammai why he says you need a dinar. He says Shelo Yehu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. He doesn't want Benos Yisrael to be lehefker. Rashi says Liknos Bedavra Muat. Basically, Rashi is saying here. He says Midrabanan Hu Deka Amri LeBeis Shammai Dafkina Rabanan LeKedushin HaPchusa Medinar. It's a din Rabanan that we want to give importance and value to our women. And say that they don't want to be mekadesh themselves, similar to we had the concept by Chalipin. We don't want them to be mekadesh themselves with something so minute, something so small. They are important, and therefore they're not going to be mekadesh themselves. Rashi says it's a din d'rabbanan. The Ritva brings down that this may actually be a din of din d'araisim. Figure out what that machlokas is. Okay. The Mishnah then continues. Now, Beis Hillel Omer Bepruta. Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai. And I guess they argue with all. Remember, we just had four reasons that were given for Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel must argue with each and every one. And Beis Hillel Omer Bepruta Shava Pruta. We said they have to do a Pruta and a Shava Pruta. What is a Pruta? A Pruta is 1/8 of the, it's Isar Italki. 1/8 of the Italian Isar. Okay? So, Sabala Rav Yosef Lememar. Now, the Gemara says, keep that 1/8 because we're going to have some calculations to do. Asher, you help me out with the math, all right? Savar Rav Yosef Lumeimar. Rav Yosef thought to say, Pruta Koldehu. They can just do a Pruta Koldehu, even if something is, right, Rashi says Koldehu. Kol Masha Doris Mishanim Esamad Beya. Pa'amim Shepuchus Pochsim. Pa'amim Shemosim Sheshiklam. Remember, in those days, the coins actually had value. Nowadays, our currency is representative currency. Those days, the coins actually had value. So, Rav Yosef said that pruta just means the smallest denomination that you have in the currency. There was a value that was given to a pruta, that 1/8 of the Isar Italki, but it, sometimes there's fluctuation in the currency. It could be less. Pruta, he thought, meant just the smallest the smallest value of that currency. It'd be a penny, a shilling, an agura, whatever it is in that currency. So Amarle, so Abaye, and I'll ask to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Amarle, Abaye, v'ha alokatani, but on the words of Beis Hillel, we learned in the Mishnah, kami hi pruta, how much is a pruta? It's echad mishmona bi isari talki. It's 1/8 of this isari talki, meaning that Beis Hillel holds that the woman is miskadeshah specifically with a pruta that's valued as 1/8 of an isari talki. But a pruta that would be less than this, even if you later on it would be less than this, she wouldn't be mikadeshes. V'chitema, and if you say, Hani mili b'doro shel Moshe, well, maybe what you're just saying is that's what it was worth in the generation of Moshe. When we started this whole process, that's what it was worth. Aval hacha, but now, in the later generations, kid chashivu l'hul inshi, we just do whatever is considered chashiv to people. Meaning the minimum denomination of currency, we'll use ours, we'll say a penny, that would be enough. That was just the smallest amount back then. Now we go according to the smallest amount now, which would be a penny in our currency. Right? Aval hacha, kid chashivu l'hul inshi. So it can't be, because v'haki asa ravdimi, when ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he told a story. There's a mice that happened before Rav Simai. It's with a woman, case in the be of a woman who was mikadeshes with a pruta that was valued as a pruta at that time, but it was less than 1/8 of an isari talki. Right, so you have the shiur Rav Simi bidoro kama hi pruta echad mishmona isari talki. He estimated how much the pruta was worth to see whether the pruta was actually worth 1/8. Of the isari talki, and it turns out that it wasn't. So he said there was no kiddushim because there wasn't valuable consideration given over to the woman. So you see that even nowadays we look for the actual value of 1/8 of this isar. And furthermore, b'chi asa ravin, when Rabbi came, Amar, he said, Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Anai, Rabbi Oshaya, shiaru kama have pruta echad mishisha b'isari talki. They actually went to evaluate to see whether it was worth the 1/8 of the isar. So you see from these Amorayim. He argues. He says one, thank you. He says 1/6 of the Isari Talki. So we see from these Amorayim that even in the later generations, they valued, or they tried to value the pruta that was given over to make sure it was worth what the original pruta was worth. We see machlokas here now between 1/8 and 1/6. So Rav Yosef tries to prove himself again, right? Abai tried to prove himself from these two Amorayim. Rav Yosef was one who says you go according to the generation. So Amarle Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Ihachi, right? Ihachi meaning if the pruta can't be less than that 1/8 or 1/6, Ihachi, Hainu the Tanina. But with that we learned in a Brisa, right? It's a section of the Medrash on Toras Kohanim, right? Learned a Brisa. This is somebody who's Ne'eneh from Hektesh B'Shogeg. So he's Moel, the Hektesh B'Shogeg. He has to bring a Korban Asham that is worth 2 Shloim. Right, the pasuk says the Hevi Sashemol Hashem Ayl Tamim and Atzon beErkecha Kesef Shkalim. So the Gemara, the Brisa continues, Tzevi Chashov Kama Pruto Sheish B'Shnei Shloim. Let's go out. He says, in other words, be careful. Right, Tzevi Chashov. Just be careful about what you're doing, because if you're Nene from Hektish B'Shogeg and you have to bring this carbon, it's a lot. Kama Prutos B'Shnei Shloim. How many prutas are there in 2 shloim? You have to bring a korban worth 2 shloim. Think how much money you have to bring. It's how much is 2 shloim? Yoser me alpayim. There's more than 2,000 prutos in the shloim. So the Gemara says, so Rav Yosef asked according to Rabbi, who you're saying that the shear of pruta is 1/8 of an isar, how can that be? Hashta alpayim lo havim, the yeser me alpayim kari luhu. Nowadays, you look at our currency, there are not 2,000 prutos. Take this for granted. There are not 2,000 prutos in 2 shloim, and not only that, the Brisa says it's more than 2,000 prutos. So how are you telling me that we're going according to that value? Oh, there's more. There isn't more than 2,000 prutos in the shloim. So Amar Luhu Ahu Sava. Right. So how can the Brisa be saying that 2 shloim are more than 2,000 prutos? So it's proof that in every generation you measure it by the pruta of that generation, and at the generation of the person who said that brisa, the prutos were worth very little until that 2 shloim were more than 2,000 prutos. But nowadays it's more. So Amalu Ahusava, so this elderly statesman then said back to Rav Yosef, Ana Taninala, I was the one who taught this brisa, and I didn't say that there were 2 shloim are more than 2,000 prutos. Rather, I said Karav Lo Payim, it's close to 2,000. So Gemara says, So, even according to this gears, they say it's close to the 2,000. That's still not true, because if we look into, if you go into the, you know, to convert, it turns out the two slaim is alpa v'chamesh mea utlasim v'shitan, 1,536 hud dehavyad. It's 1,536. It's not close to 2,000. So the Gemara says you forgot your rounding. When you round up 1,501, you round 1,500, you round up to 2,000, right? He says kevan dinafkalu palga, since it's more than a half, it's over 1,500. Karav la'alpayim karile. They round it up to make so it was. It's worth. It's 1,536. Round it up to the closest thousand. It's 2,000. That's how you do it.
We round up to the newest 100.
We are rounding up to the newest 1,000. New math, Common Core. So they're rounding up to the new. They're rounding up to the newest. If you round it up to the thousands, if you round up to 1,000, it goes to 2,000.
More than halfway.
Correct. Exactly what the Gemara says, because it said, Kevon de Nafkalu Mipalga, since it goes out more than half.
Right.
Above half, so Karav La'alpayim Karile, it's considered close to 2,000.
1237.
Not 1237.
1257.
Oh, 1237, because that's when you round down. All right. So Gufa, okay. Now the Machlokes in the Gufa. We learn back to the text that we mentioned before. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Shir Rav Simai Bedoro Kami Pruta, that Rav Simai calculated how much a Pruta was worth in his generation, Echad Mishmona B'Isar Yitalki, to make sure it was close to one-eighth of an Yitalki, and V'chi asa Rav, and Amar Shir Rav Tostai, Rav Yitalki, Rav Shia Kami Pruta, Echad Mishisha B'Isar Yitalki, one-sixth of the Isar Talki. So we seem to have a machlokas, whether it's one-eighth or one-sixth.
But they both agree that it changed.
Correct, that was the proof that it changed, but they changed. What was the original value?
Why do they both say that it just changes?
I don't know. Isar Talki, I think, to me, it was a value back one, and you're using that as the basis. So that's not changing, that's static, that's staying. So Amalei Abaye L'Rav Dimi. So Abaye says to Rav Dimi, Nema at v'Ravin, right, you and Ravin, right, b'plukta d'hani t'nai kam yifligasu. Maybe you guys argue the same machlokas as the following tanaim. Why are each one of you giving your own shita? Just say, gufa sort of smack in the middle. All right, just say that you hold like one tana, you hold like the other tana. How do we know that? The tanya can say the following b'raisa. Peruta sha'amru chachamim. The pruta that the chachamim told, whatever that value is, it's echad mishmone b'isar italki. It's 1/8 of the isar italki. And now the brisa brings the cheshbon. Well, this is math, so maybe there's a chart in the article somewhere, so he could go. So he says like this: Shesh ma'a kesef, 6 ma'a of kesef is equal to a dinar. Okay, ma'a, and in one ma'a there's shnei pundion. There's 2 pundion. Okay. And then, pundion, shnei isarin. Pundion equals 2 isarin. And isar equals shnei musimesim. I think that's how you pronounce it. And mismein shnei kuntronkin. Kuntrok shnei prutos. Nimsa pruta achas mishnmona bi isar italki. Turns out, if you do the calculation, that a pruta will equal 1/8 of the isar italki.
All these currencies were from where at the time?
So it seems like the Isar Italki was
Italian.
Actually, it's Roman.
Rome's in Italy, no?
Yeah, but
okay.
You know why this is complicated?
Why?
Because at this time of the Gemara, they did not have gold in the standard like we have today.
We don't have gold standard now.
Right, no, gold's the standard for the currency all over the world. So today, that's how you can compare with the dollar to a certain number of Namibis. They didn't have this at those times.
I don't think today's day and age we're connected to gold.
We've been off the gold standard since 1732.
Right, we're off the gold standard. But
so
what they did.
The dollar standard.
The dollar standard is only a representative currency, what we have now.
Right.
It just represents the full faith and credit of the United States government of America.
The
gold, it actually had. It actually. What did I say?
Full faith and credit.
It actually had value to the coin. It was a silver coin. It was a copper coin. So they had how much value did they put in? They coined. They tried to make it as standard as possible.
No, fire them.
Well, sorry, yeah, get your hands chopped off. They're trying to cheat. But you're right. It's confusing. But you have to do. So you got to do the math. So it ends up that you have it's 1/8. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he has a different calculation. He says he's using a different currency, I guess. Shlosha hadrisin lema shnei hansin lahadris shnei shminin lahanitz. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Lahans. Shtei prutos l'shamin, nimtza pruta achach mishisa b'isar italki. For his calculation, it turns out that it's 1/6 of the Italki, of the Isar. Is there a chart maybe in the next page? The article has a chart or something? Article has a chart. Okay.
Why do you use Italki as a standard?
What?
They're using the same
coins. Yeah, they're using a different calculation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go from country to country, you use the same currency, you pay the
firm. You would have to, according to this, the currency that you're using would have to be valued as equal to Isar Italki, if you're using the Pruta. If you're using the ring, you're probably safe, but you have to make sure that the currency is worth something. But I don't even know, like a dollar.
They just call it different names.
No, but we just said that the Isar Italki is the base, is the Shava Pruta, it has to equal the Isar Italki.
Right, but if they don't recognize it wherever you are, it's not worth anything.
No, whatever the Isar Italki is worth, then you have to pay the currency in that.
But it has to be in that currency.
Correct. I don't think we have an Isar Italki anymore. I don't know how they value it. We just basically use Shava Pruta anyway, with the ring.
Why is it using Isar Italki as a standard?
That was the standard that they used. That was the standard at the time. The Pruta was equal. You said, if you need a Pruta, how much is a Pruta worth? It was reason, an eighth of an Italki. That's the standard that they were using. That was the currency standard.
Sense,
what are they going to use? Shekels?
Yeah, but you use the
Eretz
Yisrael standard.
That was the Eretz Yisrael standard.
No, they didn't use it.
All right, so who was...
Rome ruled. They used their currency.
Exactly. Roman Empire.
It was Roman Empire at the time, this is written.
Exactly.
Definitely.
The Jews did when they revolted.
Exactly.
They made
their own money.
Exactly.
It's a reason for that.
I would think so.
It's Rome.
I don't know. I think we're diverting from the essence of the Gemara right now. But okay. So Amalei. So it seems to hear that you. Why did Rav Dimi and Ravin say their own statements? It seems pretty clear that they're each quoting a sheet of the Tanaim, 1/8 or 1/6, right? So that's what Abai asked them. So Amar Leigh, and Abai posed this question to Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi is Amar Leigh back to Abai. Bain Didi Ubain Ravin Aliba Tanakama. Both me and Ravin go according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama was the one who said it ended up being 1/8. Okay? And Lo Kasha. Had Yakar Isure, Vahad Zol Isure. Had Yakar Isure Kum Esrin Va'arba Bezuza. Had Zol Kum Atlas in the Train Bezuza. The Isar Italki is the same. The question is that there was a currency fluctuation with the Isar.
Yeah.
No, not the Isar.
So
the Isar Italki. But not the. So what was the Italki worth?
Right.
So some say it depended on the current, it's another time. If it went up in value, then it was worth 24 Isarim, right? We're talking about. If it went up in value, there were 24 Isarim in the Zuz, and if it went down in value, it was worth 32 Isarim in the Zuz. So he quoted it when it was worth 32, so it became 1/6, and I quoted it was worth 24, so it became 1/8. Again, you got to do the math to make sure.
The worth of the
Isar fluctuated between 24 and 32 Zuz. The Zuz trait seemed to be the one thing, something that stayed constant, but how many Zuz equaled an Isar sort of fluctuated. And based on that fluctuation, it ended up being either 1/6 or 1/8 of the value.
It kind of implies that the Zuz is a standard. Fluctuation...
Of course it's a standard. If you cheated on the gold, you got hurt. Yeah. You just cheated on your currency. Money changers and the money makers, that was business. Okay. Next. The Gemara is now going to bring that even if you are Mekadesh with something that's less than a Shava Pruta, there may be some, right? We said you have to have a Pruta and a Shava Pruta. What if you did something less than a Pruta? So, Amar Shmuel, Kitcha B'Temara, Mekadesh with a date, right? Afilu Omeid Kor Temarin B'Dinmar. Even if the price, right, even if on the commodities exchange, the price of a Kor of Temarin equals a Dinar, and you're using one Tamar, which means it's much, much, much less. So it's not even a Shava Pruta, right? So, Kiddushin Mikudeshes. She's Mikudeshes. Why? The Shmuel say that. Chan Shinon Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. It's only worth that small amount here.
Right.
But maybe it's worth a Pruta in Yon Yoma in Parazumadai. Maybe it's worth a Pruta all the way over there. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Baha'anan Tanan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah Beis Hillel Omim bepruto b'shava pruto. It has to be a pruta and shava pruto. It doesn't make any conditions for when you're giving it to her. You have to give her something of a value of a shava pruta. Now, if according to Shmuel that even something that's not a shava pruta, the kedushin is chal because it's a chash. Maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else. So then there's no shear about kedushin because it could be nothing but somewhere else. Right. There's no, why are you giving a definitive shear? You never know, because you always mean koshesh that it's worth something more. You have a slice of bread sometimes, unfortunately, it's worth a lot more in some places than it's worth in Gor Megillat, because in Gor Megillat's pretty expensive also. Right, pretty expensive there also. But certain things that are abundant in one place are scarce elsewhere. That's just the law of supply and demand. It's going to be worth more. It's going to be worth more elsewhere. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. No. Don't ask the question on Shmuel. Ha be kedushay vaday, ha be kedushay safik. Beis Hillel is talking about kedushay vaday. In order for you to be absolutely certain that there is a kedushin muschal, you need a shavar puta in your time, in where you are. Shmuel is saying that since maybe it's worth something that amount somewhere else, we have kedushay safik. We have a safik kedushin, meaning you have a safik kedushin, and therefore what? So therefore, if somebody else wanted to come and be mekadesh her, then you have a problem. You should be divorced from the first one, divorced from the second one, because you have kedushay. You have kedushay suffik. But according to Beis Hillel, is talking about kedushay vada. If you have a pruta, if you have a full shav of pruta, it's a full fledged.
If it doesn't have a value, then it's not a suffik.
But we're mesupik, and maybe we're mesupik that it does have the value.
Buy a car and say pay half the money is possibly mine. You're either paying what it's worth, or you're not paying what it's worth.
No, but here you're not buying the wife. You're not giving the wife the full her full value. Otherwise, would she be worth?
No, but kedushin has a cost.
No, kedushin doesn't have a cost. Kedushin needs a certain amount in order for the kinyan to be chal. In order for,
right, so that,
but it's not a purchase.
You have to have a value.
So it's saying, so Shmuel says the possibility that this value exists somewhere else is enough to create the suffix.
It doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference for vaday. The Gemara is saying it is making a difference for suffix. That you have to be mesupak because what you're giving now could possibly have a value elsewhere. You have to have kedushay suffix, says Shmuel. You have to be mesupak that this is.
But specifically said, it's where you're located.
And then we're answering that Shmuel's saying that for suffix, we're going to be concerned about other places. That's what Shmuel's saying. Right? Look at the Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. Habik yidushay vaday. Im yesh no shava pruta bimkomo. If it's a shava pruta in his place. Habe kedushay vaday. It's a valid, full-fledged kedushin. The imba acher v'kitcha charkach, and if somebody else tries to be mekadesh her afterwards, muteris l'rishon, the eretz shricha get miyasheni. She's full-fledged married to the first one. There's no need for a get from the second one, because the second kedushin is not chal at all. The im eino shav pruta b'mkomo. But if it's not worth the pruta in his place, right? In eino shav pruta kedushay vaday lo have levata kedushay sheni. It's not a kedushay vaday to knock out the second kedushin, right? Aval kedushay safek have. It's kedushay safek ve'enu muteris la'achar b'lo get. So still require a get from the first guy in order to be fully married to the second guy. T'chayshina, because we're choshesh, shema shavu pruta b'madai. V'shior ahani ledas elu hein kedushin gemurim. And I guess the shear over there would be kedushin gemurim. Okay, the idea is that you have to be, Shmuel is saying you have to be choshesh that maybe it's worth more somewhere else. So next, bring a maisa, and it seems to be a kasha on Shmuel. Ahu gavra da akish bezavda du urde. A person was mekadesh, I think it's a bundle of cotton, or a bunch of, maybe a cotton ball or something like that. So that's what he gave her. So Yosef Rav Shimi Bar Chiya kamei de rav, kama ayin ba, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya was sitting down to her, and he was evaluating it. Is mishav fruta in, if it has shavar pruta, there would be a mikudeshes. V'il lo, if it wasn't shavar pruta, it wouldn't be mikudeshes. The Gemara says, v'il less but shavar pruta, lo. Why do you mean? Why not? Why is she full-fledged, ready to go? V'amar Shmuel, chashinon. Aren't we choshes that maybe it's worth, maybe the cotton is worth something more, you know, I don't know, in Antarctica, I don't know where you have to value it. So he says, lo kash, habadushi vada, habadushi safik. No, he was evaluating to see whether we're going to be choshes for kedushi safik or whether it's a full-fledged kedushin vadai. Next, maisa, hu gavra da aktish ba'avna de kuchla. Some sort of blue stone or a black rock. I'm not sure how he types it. Black marble. Marble's expensive. But he says, but Avdu, some black marble also. So Yosef Rav Chisda v'kama Shaila. So Rav Chisda is now evaluating to see whether in this marble there is a Shavar Pruta or not. So Yisbe Shavar Pruta in, it would be good marriage. V'ilo, if it's not Shavar Pruta, lo, it wouldn't be a good marriage. It would. So if you eat less b'shav pruta, lo, if not less b'shav pruta, it won't be a good marriage. V'harmer shmua chashina. Aren't we supposed to be choshesh? Maybe the marble is worth a lot more somewhere else, and therefore it would be. So the Gemara says, better answer I like. Rav Chisda lo sarv lo d'shmuel. Rav Chisda does not hold like Shmuel. Rather, he holds, like you're saying, he holds that Kedusha, and if you're a kaddish with something that's less than a b'shav pruta, we're not choshesh. We're just here and now. We just go by the here and now, and that's it. So Amrle,
Michael says she accepts kedushin from someone else right after that.
That's the kedusha sheni. That's what Rebbe said that. That's what the problem with the suffix would be.
She agrees to both.
Yeah, she agrees to both. That's the case. That's what Rashi explained the case exactly. The point being, don't worry about what the case is. We're about using the case that they're given to extract the halacha. The point being, if it's a kedusha vadai, that second kedushin is nothing. It's a kedusha suffik, then that second kedushin is valid. But since we're choshes for kedushin on the first one, she has to get a get from the first guy. Amalei ime. So the woman of this, the mother of this woman who accepted the marble stone said, "Vaha hahu yom medikitcha." But you may be telling me now that it's not worth a pruta, but the day that she was mekudeshes, havi b'shal pruta, it was worth a pruta with the day that she was mekudeshes. Go look it up in the charts, go to Bloomberg and check it up, and you'll see that at that time, that's what the value was. So amalah, so Rav Chisda is back to her, lav kol kaminachta asarti le'abasra. You do not have the koach to testify that the kedushin of Rishonim are valid to say that the kedushin of Basra, the second one, would be invalid. Basically, there's another kedushin over here. The mother wants her to marry the first guy. The daughter wants her to marry the second.
The first
vowel. No, it's the mother of the woman.
It says he's the mother of the first man.
Okay, the Rif says it's the mother of the woman. So I'm going to go Machlokas Rif and Art Scroll. I'm going to go with the Rif. So that's how. It's in the book. It's in the book. It's in the Sefer. Yeah, that's what he quotes over here.
Come on, Michael, take a stand.
Okay. So, you can't be... Okay, that doesn't matter. Either way, the point being is it's the woman who's saying that it was valued at a different price back then. And Rav Chisda says, you don't have enough nemanos to tell me that that's what it was back then, and you can't asa her now, this daughter, or your potential daughter-in-law, depending on who's geared, so you can't asa her on the second husband that she married. So the Gemara says... And I guess Rav Chisda says, Lav Hainu, this is similar to the case of Yehudis Dibisihu de Rav Chiyah. This is similar to the case of Yehudis, the wife of Rabbi Chiyah, the Havala Tsar Leda. She was giving birth to twins, right? There's Gemara in Yevamos, Naf Samachay. She was giving birth to twins, and she was in a lot of pain. And she says, Amar La, she says to Rabbi Chiyah, Amar Li Aim, my mother told me, Kabo Bich Avuch Kedushe Ki Zutras, my father was Mekabel Kedushin for me from somebody else when I was younger, and therefore I'm usher to you. She really did not want to go through childbirth anymore, so she's basically trying to make this ruse to say that her husband is usher to her. Now she just created Mamzer on her children, but okay. So Amra...
She should have thought of that 9 months ago.
Whatever, so she didn't have the pain 9 months ago. So Amra li'aim kabel be'avuch kedushe kizucha. So Amra la... So Amar Lo, Rechia says back to her, Lav kol kimina di imach ta asarti li alayich. Your mother, there's no nemanus on your mother telling you that you're going to make you asar to me. I mean, you're not here to shas ma'isa. I'm not sure whether because she's a woman, but we're not here to shas ma'isa. You don't have the nemanus right now to make me asar to you. Many things are said in the delivery room. I'm sure all of us have experienced that. Okay, so Amar Rabban. So now the Rabbanon who are cholik Rav Chisda. Rabbanon Acholik Rav Chisda, they're going to hold that if a kol goes out that they were aidim at the Shas Kiddushin, that it was a Shavapruta, that she's going to be Mekudesh to the Rishon. So Amale Rabbanon Rav Chisda, Amai, why are you not being Choshesh for the fact that there was value of Pruta at the original time of the Kiddushin? Ha'ika Sahadi, there are witnesses, Be'idis, I think that means in a place, right? I think that Idis here means in a place. Yeah, so ha'ika sahadi be'idis, there are witnesses over in Idis, the yodei debahu yom ha'avei shav pruta. They know that on that day, the value of this black stone was worth the pruta, minimally. So Rav Chisda says back to them, I'm not choshish for that call that they're witnesses. Hashta mia lo less nugu, come on. But they're not here right now. I don't have any witnesses, they're not here right now. So lav hainu de Rabbi Chanina, I guess Rav Chisda is bringing a riot to himself. This is similar to the case of Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Chanina, Eideha Betzad Astan, the Teaser. Their witnesses are over in the north, and I'm going to be Aser. What's the case of Rabbi Chanina? So you look at Rabbi Chanina, it's the first wide line in Rashi. It's Biksuvos Gabi Bante de Shmuel.
It's in Ksuvus by the story of the daughters of Shmuel, the Ishtabion, right? They were taken prisoner, and all of a sudden they were captured. The Isnu Lebe Medjester Bechanin, and all of a sudden they went in, they appeared in the Beis Medjester Bechanin, they got away. The Okminu Lishvuye Abrai, and Vaha Amra, and they I guess they told them that they were captive. Amra Nishbeti Vitori Ani. They each said that I was taken prisoner, but nothing was done to me. I'm still Tahora. Nothing was done to me. The Hetira Mekahuna. And Rav Chanina said they're muteras to even marry a Kohen. So they said to Rav Chanina, but we have witnesses at the other side of the country that they saw that they were taken prisoner. V'tanan, and we know in the Mishnah, Edom Shenishbeis V'hiel Meshtaroni Ein Amenis. If there are witnesses for the capture, and she testifies that she's still Tahora, we don't believe her because we have the witnesses, and therefore she should be Asura to a Kohen. Right, the Amaluhu Hashdami Yelisnehu, the Ena Meidin Al Shavyasna V'Netira. He says, well, right now, here and now, I don't have the witnesses here. They come in, they say they were captured on the day of Torah. It's Pesha Asr Pesha Hitir, the Muteris. So too over here. There are rumors that they're witnesses, you know, in Chicago. Well, they're not here right now, so I don't have. Go subpoena them and bring them in. But in the meantime, I don't have the witnesses. Okay. So, but others argued on Rav Chisda. Right, Rav Chisda brought his raya from Rav Chanina. So, right, he said that you have to, and now the Rabbanim are going to argue, Abaye and Rava, lo sviru l'hu l'Rav Chisda. Abaye and Rava do not hold like Rav Chisda, rather they hold that we are choshesh, that there are witnesses elsewhere, and therefore in our case, back to our case, this black stone or blue marble would, and we have witnesses that say that at the time of the Kedushin it was worth a pruta, so we should be choshesh that they would be, Kedushin, because they say, Im hekilu b'shvuya d'minavla nafsha gabit shabai neko be'eches ish. What are you? It's apples and oranges. What are you comparing? You're saying that since we believed her, we're going to believe that we're not. Since over there we believe her, and we don't close just for the witnesses. Here we're not. By the case of the woman, it says case of the woman when she's taken prisoner, she can do something in order to prevent. Her captors from dealing with her inappropriately. She can make herself minuvela. She can make herself look disgusting. She can do things to make herself. So there's a possibility. There's a tzad to say that did nothing happen. There's a possibility. But over
unlikely.
Here, what?
Unlikely.
But there's a possibility. Plus, you don't have the edim here. But neko be'eshes ish. We're going to say by eshes just that what? Now we're going to say that she's not married to him. Because what? She was minuvela. We're not talking about. We're talking about the value of a piece of rock.
Marble.
So what are you going to do? So therefore, we're not going to be choshish. We now have witnesses that say that she was that it was worth a pruta. So we have to be choshish for that. It was worth a pruta, and therefore she's an ish. She should be an ishish. Ish. So Gemara says, Ishtar me'ahi mishpacha. Sorry, there was left over. Meaning this. Apparently, this woman who was mekudeshes with this black marble, I guess. So he stired from her, and Rav Chisda permitted her to marry the second guy. They were offspring from that second guy. Yishtayr mishpacha b'sura. They were living in Sura. U'parshu rabbanim minei. And the rabbanim didn't want to come close to marry that family because v'lav mishum esfilu Shmuel, and not because they held like Shmuel that they thought that there was maybe that maybe it was worth a pruta. Somewhere else, you know, over in the Gobi Desert, you know, someplace far out. Elo mishum esfilu kabaye rava. The people in Sura were choshesh for baye rava, that were choshesh for the kol, that there were witnesses somewhere else who would testify that the black stone or blue marble was worth a pruta at the time. So therefore, and then they stayed married to the second guy. They were choshesh that the family was illegitimate, and therefore they didn't want to marry them. Okay, next case. Hahu gavra de aktish bishutisa de asa, and it means with the myrtle branch, right? A branch of hadasim, which is not shava pruta, right? Bishuka bishutia de asa bishuka. Shalcha of he did it. I guess he cut off of maybe it was sukkahs. Grabbed a bundle of hadasim. Our hadasim are worth more than that. Grabbed a bundle of hadasim and was mikadish a woman. So shalcha of achar barhuna lekamei de Rav Yosef. So what's the din with these kedushin over here? So shalach lei. So Rav Yosef says back to him, nagde kirav. First give him malchus. First whip the guy for what he did. But nevertheless, the itzrich gita Kishmuel. She would still need a get in accordance with the Shita Shmuel, because we're going to be choshesh for that maybe it was worth more in a different store.
What's Malchus for?
So let's get to it. Patience is a virtue. So it's right. Nagde Kirav, the Itzrich Gita Kishmuel. Why? Because we learn the Rav Mangid, Rav would give Malchus for the following. What do I have to? 45 or 40?
45.
The Rav Mangin al de Mekadesh Beshuka. Rav gave Malchus to anybody who was Mekadesh, the woman in the marketplace, in public, even if it's Kedusha Kesef, because he felt that there was Atzamaisa Pritzus. While the Mekadesh Bebiya, someone nowadays is Mekadesh, even though it says Kesher Shtar Bia, if someone used Bia as the means for Kedushin, Rav would give the Malchus. Va'al de Mekadesh Beloshiduche, Rav would give Malchus to somebody who was Mekadesh before he knew the woman. He would have to meet the woman, doesn't say how many times, but he would have to know the woman to speak to her at least once beforehand. Va'al de Mevatel Kita, someone who sent a get to his wife via Shliach, and then chased after the Shliach and was Mevatel the get, Rav was Mangid that guy also, because it was a Chos Shash, maybe the Shliach would still go and give it anyway after the Rav was Mevatel it, and then there was a whole problem with the woman in the divorce. Va'al de Maser Madoa Gita, I think this is a case of someone who gives a get and says before Edim that the get is batel. He gets laz. He said that it was mavatel the get. He gets malchus because he's motzi laz potentially on the children of the next marriage. The al de mitzar shlucha de rabbanon, someone who gives problems to those to the shlichei beis din. The al de chala shamta alat losin yomin, somebody who has nidoy for 30 days. Right, Stam Nidoy is 30 days. Rashi says that he doesn't come to Beis Din to be Mater his Nidoy. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. It brings down. Gemara in Yevamos says, Man deshoi shatir banalei tlosun yomim v'lo asu le Beis Dina b'tavel shamte. Talking about a guy who's too arrogant to come to the Beis Din after the 30 days to be Mater the Shamta. Val chasna the daya bechamua. And also if you have a son-in-law who lives in the house with his mother-in-law, that's also he gets Malchus. Right, Rashi says.
For the
tsar he
suffers.
Rashi says, right? No, he says Shema Yikashelba. There's a maybe. There's he'll be Nichshal. Shestam Chamos Oheves Eschasna. He says down because Gemara Psachim that the mother-in-laws tend to like their son-in-laws. All right.
Where is
that? So what?
Where's that?
It's Gemara Psachim. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay. So
I don't think it's
so. Al Tanada Daya Bechamua. So the Gemara then says. So you see over here the reason why Rav Yosef gave Malchus to this person who was Mekadesh with the myrtle branch because he did it in the Shuk. He did it in the marketplace. So now this Gemara continues about the mother-in-law, son-in-law thing. The Gemara asks, the dyer in Chalif Lo, it's only specifically to get Malchus if you live in his house with the mother-in-law, not if you just walk, you know, go past it and visit. V'ha ha'hu chasna de Chalif ababa de bechamua. There was this son-in-law who passed by the entrance of his mother-in-law's house. The Nagde Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes gave him Malchus, even though he didn't live there. So Hasu, they said there, Hahu, that Chasam, made him Havas Dam Yacham Semine. He knew that his mother-in-law was already was Nichshad on him. So therefore, he was going there was the wrong thing to do to begin with. So we'll get to it. With patience. Nehardai Amri, Nehardai said, Bikulu Lo Mangid. On all these cases, Rav did not give Malchus. Ella al de mekadesh bevia beloshi duche. He only was mangid if you get kedushe bia without knowing the woman first. The ikad amre afilu b'shiduche nami b'shum pritzusa. And some say that even if he had spoken to her first, he was mangid here for kedushe bia. So kedushe bia for sure. There's Malchus. That's
so.
So what?
One of the options.
I don't understand. What one of the options?
The Mishnah.
Because you have Takanos that came about afterwards. That was the Mishnah was written before Rav. Rav is third generation?
First generation
Amora. The Mishnah is written, could be from years before. And also, it's valid. It still works. But you get Malchus. You get Malchus or Rabbanan. So, Tosos asks, I think that's what you're referring to. You have plenty of people throughout the times, also in the Middle Ages, they live, if they got married, in the house where their mother-in-law was. So he says, So, Bekulo lo mangin Rav. Look at Tosos on second short line, second medium line on the bottom. Bekulo lo mangin Rav, al zeh somchim hachasani bizman hazeh, shadarin beis chamosam. That's why people nowadays live in their in-law's house. Because you don't get Malkus. Ah, what about the guy before who says that Rav was manging on this situation? Masha Durin Akshav Beis Chamoson. Why they're living in the Beis Chamoson now? Is Hayne Mishvil Tovus Hana Shadarin Below Skiris? Because it's free. They're not there for any other reason otherwise because they get free room and board. That's why they're living there. Right? Shadarin Below Skiris Bavayas. Teyesh Hochacha, there's a proof. She'enam Durin Mishvil Chamoson. They're not there because of the mother-in-law specifically. Ella, they're there because of her cooking and for her money. Ella Bishvil Shar Tovus Ocean Lahan. Because they get free room and board. That's the reason why they're there. Okay. And then, Tosfos was asked also, it says, Mishum Pritzusa, this is a machlokas, what the Pritzus is. It says, Mefar Shemino Tan, the Hainer Pritzusa, Lefi Shet Sarich O ADB O Ode Yichud, Vedavim Lechur, Shamin Edim Akach. It's a Davim Lechur to have Edim test there when you're having the Maisa Bia for Kiddushin. And the last line, the Re says, the Pritzus is Osen Chilas Kinyon Bavia. Just the act of Bia is a little, yes, it works, but the act of Bia itself, to start your relationship that way, is not the most appropriate way to start your relationship. Okay. Ahu Gavra, the Kaddish Bitsipsa da Asa. So he also some sort of net of myrtle, I don't know, some sort of a hadas net. Amrule, they said to him, Hal less bar shavapruta. He says, there's less than a shavapruta here. So Amrulehu, and she shouldn't be Mikadesh. So Amrulehu, Tikdush ba'abra zuza di izba. No, she should be Mikudesh with the four zuz that are wrapped in the branch. So Shakla Savi Ishtaka, the woman took it. And she was quiet. So what is she? What's her das on? Was her das on the myrtle or das on now the four zuz that were hidden inside? Amarava habishitikusa the achram atamos. She silenced after the giving over of the mos. The kol shitikusa the achram atamos lav klumo. Any she if she's quiet after the matamos, that doesn't count for anything. So I have to stop here. I'll try to go for tomorrow. Okay. Chayav b'kashya amar tzlish baruch hazakas yisrael. Tikkun teramitz. Namar nachamitz matzigoy yidot rabbi adir.